Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and our UPS, and our bulk mail center haulers out there getting the job done, as well as our suicide jockeys who are busy out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, our Amazon warehouse people, and our Amazon drivers, too. Thanks very much for listening to the program, for chiming in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter all the same way, Captain's America, that's Captain's America, and the website for the radio show where you can go over and listen to the show right now. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it there. And, of course, you can also get the podcast and a lot of other things over there, too. It's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us tonight. Good morning. There they are. The happy, happy campers over there. By the way, the Dallas crew left. Okay, they're going to go back in. The Dallas crew left. They had to get to San Francisco, I understand. And we got the locals up there that were there tonight, and they were having a good time, too, because of the weather. They're finally happy because the weather got warmer.
Okay, good deal.
Now, you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have a horrible story coming out of Tulare County, California, in particular the little community of Goshen, where it appears that there has been a gangland-style execution of a family of six. What the heck?
I think it was the sheriff out there. This happened in Goshen, which has got a population of about just under 3,000. And what the sheriff, I think it was the sheriff out there, is really saying is that this has all the hallmarks, I almost hate to use that term, but all the hallmarks of a cartel hit. And, you know, it is now being said that the border is literally controlled by the cartels, which we pretty much know that it is, but it's kind of like people are saying the quiet part out loud now. But Goshen is not on the border. it's kind of in the center of the state, in the southern part of the state. And this is a terrifying situation here. It looks like it was a targeted hit because the police had been to apparently this home or this location before. But the law enforcement is really sounding the alarm on this one, that the cartels are now operating blatantly inside the United States and not at the border. I mean, this county in the town is, you know, two or three counties in from the border in California. This ought to be exceptionally alarming. We know that the cartels have, you know, they're kind of like their rat line, kind of like their supply chain. But this is really where they are virtually operating deadly operations in California. So this ought to be ringing lots of bells out there.
Yeah, this is just horrible because one of the people that was killed was an innocent little baby.
Shot in the head. The mother and the baby were shot in the head. There was a body found in a ditch. You know, people were trying to hide and whatnot. And I mean, they just, I don't know how many they ended up killing, but
looks like six.
Yeah, this is a bad deal.
Yeah, terrible situation. All right. Well, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, it was obviously an international push to share patents and information regarding COVID magazines and vaccines. However, now pharmaceutical giants like Pfizer and Moderna instead have sought to maximize all the money they can out of this. They pressured Twitter to censor the users advocating for general low-cost vaccines to keep them quiet.
You know, what was really, now we can't forget that things, I mean, with these Twitter files, that's one thing, but whatever the corporations, pharmaceuticals, whatever, FBI, whatnot were doing with Twitter, they were doing with other social media too.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning, and I'll be in Lakewood Ranch for lunch.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, by the way. See all the great articles that she writes and find out how you can get more information about her at that website, FoundersCode.com. It's brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country right now, insuring some 26 million drivers. And oh, by the way, they've also been in business for over 85 years. Now, if you go to the website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, you can certainly get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, or any other thing that you want to get covered there too. But, where you really save the money is when you start bundling stuff. Let's say that you take your car, you take your truck, and you got a motorcycle, or an ATV, or a boat, or an RV. You add that to the policy, you bundle it, and you're going to save a bunch of money. Now, you want to save more money? Here's how you do it. Bundle your homeowners, or your renters, or your condo insurance with your car policy at Geico, and you will save a dramatic amount of money. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check it out, see what kind of money they can save you, and then you'll know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now you know the rest of the story. I used to love it when he did that. And now the rest of the story. Anyway, military personnel from the United States and the Kingdom of Bahrain have begun a 10-day naval exercise. They're off the coast of Bahrain. It's called Exercise Neon Defender, an annual bilateral training event that enhances collaboration and interoperability amongst the Bahrain Defense Force as well as U.S. Naval Forces Central Command.
Of course, it's done right there in the face of the bad guys that are watching them, too, right?
Iran, yep.
Yep, so, and at any time they're close enough to Iran, Iran could play a game and say, let's see how close we can get with our little missile, right?
Drones.
Yep, mm-hmm. Drones, yeah, the drones and all that. By the way, we haven't heard a lot about the drones lately out of Iran. I wonder what's going on.
They're all, Russians buying them all and using them over Ukraine.
Okay. All right, good reason. Now, a federal judge found an Alabama man, Joshua Black, not guilty of obstruction of an official proceeding for his role in the protest at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. This is important in the fact that it could establish a precedent for some 800 people that are charged with the same thing.
He was the first, what do I call it, acquittal?
Yep.
That may certainly set the standard for the others that, I don't know how many we have now. I've long since lost count. It may certainly set the standard for other cases. So, I'm rather fascinated. The other thing, too, is that Speaker McCarthy has said that the House will release the unseen footage, and there are thousands of hours of unseen footage of the things that were happening at the Capitol on January the 6th. So,
yeah.
I think that should have a lot of influence on some of these cases that are still sitting there.
Yeah, and Jim Jordan's committee is going to be taking a look at all of this, too. He came out and announced that yesterday.
Yes, good thing.
Yep. Now, San Francisco has a reparations committee, and they have proposed paying each black longtime resident, now that's the only qualification so far, each black longtime resident $5 million and granting total debt forgiveness for everything they own, including their home mortgage, due to the decades of systemic oppression forced on the black local community by the federal government.
In fact, some stipulations to this. You have to be born between a certain time. You have to have certain residency. I forget all of them. I looked at them real closely. But, again, this is merely a proposal. And based on what I saw, it doesn't look like it has a lot of big numbers in it. But the other thing, too, is why they came up with these stipulations and what it would necessarily be as the standard for other legislatures that may consider the same kind of reparations. But again, this is only a proposal. It is not defined or confirmed.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. And we got a great big stink going on in Illinois right now. Sheriffs in 85 Illinois counties are making it perfectly clear that they are not going to enforce the assault weapons ban issued by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, signed into law this past week. The law prohibits the possession of semi-automatic weapons such as the AR-15.
I think it's clearly going to be challenged in court because of previous Supreme Court decisions. So it is certainly, again, these states do what I call incubation legislation.
Uh-huh.
And so what Illinois thinks they're going to do will be looked at again by other state legislatures,
right,
would consider doing the same thing. But this one will be constitutionally challenged, and rightly so.
Now, New York City Mayor Eric Adams visited El Paso, Texas over the weekend, where he said that he and fellow municipal leaders around the country would be teaming up to put the pressure on the federal government for assistance in handling the migrant crisis. He's already on the record for saying he needs $2 billion to take care of the problem he's had in New York so far.
Well, and I think that there is a mayor's confab across the country. I don't know where it's taking place or the date, but I think it's here soon. And that he will be speaking at the Mayor's Association, having this very discussion, because they say that, you know, every state now is a border state, which is a true, which is a fact. And interestingly enough, when he visited El Paso, he visited a migrant center, and there were piles of migrants there. Funny how that happened when he shows up, but when Biden shows up, nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did speak to migrants themselves. Funny how that happens, because Biden didn't speak to any migrants.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, I think the state of New York has 36,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard that number. And when they come into New York City, they actually end up getting bused other places, too, in the, mm-hmm. within the state.
Mm-hmm.
Which really says that financially and structurally, cities and states cannot handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay. New York is a sanctuary state, but they certainly didn't consider any of that either. That,
okay.
Here they come, and, you know, it's mm-hmm. fine that you're a sanctuary state, but you...
All right, let me try to grab this call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Robbie. I'm calling from Lilman.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say that since these reparations, I think I'm going to move to California from Florida here, and I might identify myself as black.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Yeah, there might be a lot of that going on, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, it's nutty. It's kind of like a backdoor lottery ticket. Now, remember, we've got all these things. We've got a handful of states and the federal government that just think that they can give taxpayer dollars away to, you know, whoever they select to do should get them. I mean,
right.
We don't get any say in any of it at all, do we?
Nope. By the way, we've got some Ukrainian equipment. The Ukrainians are going to be getting some equipment. It looks like the British have sent 14 Challenger tanks. That's the first group of tanks coming their way. Looks like we got Bradleys on the way. Looks like we could have some Strikers on the way as well. So we'll keep you abreast of that. Don't go anywhere. You have yourself a great day, kiddo. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out. See all the great stuff that she has to offer at the website, FoundersCode.com. And I'm coming right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
All of us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Chargers are parting ways with a few members of their coaching staff. Los Angeles announced Tuesday that it fired defensive coordinator Joe Lombardi and quarterbacks coach Shane Day. The decision comes after the team blew a 27-point lead to the Jaguars in the AFC wildcard round. Lombardi and Day both joined the Chargers coaching staff in 2021. Head coach Brandon Staley appears to be returning next season after leading Los Angeles to a 19-15 regular season record over two seasons. Mackenzie McDonald has knocked out the defending champion in the second round of the Australian Open. The American defeated top-seeded Rafael Nadal in straight sets to stun the tennis world. Nadal struggled after suffering an apparent injury in the match. Novak Djokovic and Casper Ruud each won their opening matches earlier in the day. The Golden State Warriors are celebrating their 2022 NBA championship win at the White House. President Biden congratulated the team this afternoon, calling the organization one of the most successful franchises in basketball history. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and of course, it's always brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu for more information, and they're going to get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by checking out their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and you should go over there and take a look at what they have to offer at that website, because it'll open up the door and a pathway for you to understand that when I tell you to go take the tour of one of their facilities, you will then know exactly what it is I'm talking about. Now, here's the thing. When you go over there, naa.edu, keep in mind there are two campuses. One campus is located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on the east side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the west side of the bay. So that's number one. Number two, you will find out that they have the other location up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, what you'll notice about that, about Boston, is that you've got two choices in the mix. And the two choices are very simple, very easy. You get to go and see what you would like to do at either one of those campuses to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, that's a very high-paying, in-demand job, number one. And you will not regret becoming an aviation maintenance technician, because once you get certified, you can work anywhere. Anywhere. Now, here's the phone number to call to ask to take the tour. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number up and ask to take the tour. Campuses. Either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord. You'll be able to talk to not only students, but also instructors, and also the student loan folks that will help you, especially if you're a civilian, apply for your student loan. And if you're in the military, well, you should be coming in with papers from your veterans GI Bill benefit, which you can fill out yourself and have them all ready to go once you show up and get the information. Or they will be more than happy to help you do it there, too. But anyway, either way, ask to take the tour, 1-800-659-2080. Website is naa.edu, naa.edu. Give them a call. Take the tour. And I'm telling you, it'll change your life for good, forever. It's just that simple. Now, let's take a look at the Military and Veterans News headlines this morning. Help is on the way to the Ukraine. Two different fashions here. Number one, the United Kingdom said it's going to become the first known country to send Western-style main battle tanks to the Ukraine. They are, in fact, sending 14 of the Challenger tanks there, hoping to clear the way for other allies to follow suit and provide the Ukraine the combat power that it needs to retake territory Russia still occupies. Now, the United States has already come forward and said, hey, we're going to give them our Bradley tanks, some of them, going to train them how to use them, and we also may give them some Stryker vehicles, which is a glorified armored personnel carrier that's got some weapons on it that can do some damage. Now, all that being said, we'll see how this works out and how soon they get it. Because it is the winter. Everything is frozen over there right now, and tanks are easy to move around. So Russia will be on the move. The Ukrainians will be on the move. In addition, the U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Iranian forces began in Germany with a goal of getting a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in as little as 5 to 8 weeks. That's quite a goal, even for a regular unit that's already on active duty, but that's quite a goal. We'll see if they can do it. And for the Ukrainians, it's a matter of survival. So I have no doubt at all that they won't do it. So there you go. And kudos to the Ukrainians for stepping up and doing what they're doing. Now, the Defense Department is officially requiring any new firefighting foam that it buys to be made without PER and polyfluoroalkyl substances. also known as PFAS. I dealt with that stuff, and that's toxic. Now, toxic chemicals associated with a host of health issues are known to have contaminated the groundwater at dozens of military bases because of this foam that was used. I don't doubt it for a second. So that's where we're at with the DOD and the firefighting foam. They may, in fact, be switching it, and if they are, that's a good thing. Now, the U.S. Army has also provided Google Workspace, the search and software's giant collaboration suite, to more than 180,000 personnel in the wake of email licensing standards and other information technology dilemmas that they've been having. All they're doing is try to adapt, improvise, and overcome their own stuff. And they'll be able to do that, I'm sure. Now, a future Arleigh Burke U.S. Navy destroyer will be named for retired Navy Captain Thomas Gunning Kelly. This coming from the Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro. Captain Kelly was a Medal of Honor recipient, so that's quite the honor to have a ship named after you, on top of everything else. By the way, have you heard about General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs? Well, the U.S. military's top officer arrived at the Army's largest training area in Europe on Monday to meet with Ukrainian forces, who came this week to Bavaria for the specialized training on the Bradley armored vehicles. Remember I told you they were going to be getting some? Well, that's what this is. We'll see how they work, how they are able to work out with the Bradley. That's a little simpler tank, a little easier to operate, based on what I've been talking about with my tankers when you heard me talking to them, including Colonel Wright. A little easier to operate than the Challenger that's got a lot more bells and whistles. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. And again, as I told you, the U.S. military forces' new and expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces began over the weekend with a goal of getting a battalion of some 500 troops back to the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks. This according to General Milley, who was there to observe that. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall for that one? Ought to be interesting. Now, I hear the music coming up, but I'll mention this very quickly. The Ukrainian war is leaving British armies, folks, very uncomfortable with future soldier capabilities. There's a bunch of guys that, hey, they don't want to go. Sound familiar? Oh, well. We'll see what happens next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am coming back with more. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Hey, that's today. I look forward to seeing as many of you as can make it for the luncheon today at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club. I happen to know somebody that's hanging on the line and knows exactly where it is I'm going because he used to live not very far away from there. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. That's spelled M-A-U-S. By the way, we're talking about Moss Acura. And they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership here in North Tampa. MossAcura.com is the website. Now, don't forget, they have a program called the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMTs, whether you're firefighters, whether you're police officers, and church pastors, too, get afforded tremendous discounts on the vehicles that you are considering purchasing, whether it's a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, you also get Moss Care with these vehicles, which means you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Listen, a lot of people over there with those fancy corporate jets and whatnot, and the last guy to show up was John Kerry, I think, because he showed up late yesterday. And, of course, one person that was running his mouth a lot yesterday was Al Gore. And he said, and I quote, "We need desperately to scale down the anti-climate finance."
Again, which is what you gotta. Does that mean you censor people? I guess. I mean, that's what it means for censorship. They're big on this thing, or that they keep talking about misinformation, disinformation. It's just debate.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're, you know, your ideas are so great, why are you so afraid of debating people? I just don't seem to. I don't understand that. You know, I'll, you know, sit down and, you know, disagree with you on a myriad of things. You know, if you'd like, you want to sit down and have a debate, but you don't even want a debate. You want to, you know, making it sound like that, you know, you're right, everybody else is wrong. And it's everywhere. It's, you know, it's the social media, it's not just a climate thing there, but there's actual seminars and meetings talking about, you know, pushing off, what they're calling disinformation. I mean, this is crazy. It's censorship.
Well, that's true, but here's what's going on. Now, of course, we're talking about the World Economic Forum. It kicked off yesterday in Davos, Switzerland. There's a shadowy pressure group called Reclaim Finance, and they put out a report complaining that U.S. financial institutions were still financing fossil fuel production. Citigroup and Bank of America were the worst offenders in the long line of U.S. banks that were doing this. Now, meaning that they have the gall to continue lending to projects and underwriting companies that expand traditional energy production more than their competitors.
Okay. I mean, everybody's asking for more money for, you know, green this and green that. You know, I talked about this yesterday in my podcast. You know, you're pushing things you don't know what actually you're doing. Everybody notice all these whales that are showing up dead on the New
Jersey? Sure have.
It's not. Pollution. It could be noise pollution from all these offshore wind farms that they're putting up. They fail to realize that, we've dealt with this before when the wind farms are on land and how they bother human beings and they cause all sorts of problems for humans. They could be doing damage to the whales and how they go about communicating. There's two sides to all of these things, and you keep pushing a myriad of different alternative energy sources when, you know, the free market will take care of it if you let it. Let new technology, you know, come around. You know, let's get to the modular nuclear reactors. You know what's funny is actually Oliver Stone is there at Davos, and he's actually pushing for nukes, for nuclear energy.
Yeah.
And I found it fascinating.
Yeah, and I don't doubt any of that for a second. By the way, up there in your state, manufacturing activity in New York State unexpectedly collapsed in January, according to a survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Business activity contracted sharply in New York State, so said the New York Fed. The index of general business conditions in the state dropped to a minus 32.9 from a minus 11.2 in December. That's a dramatic drop. And economists had predicted a slight improvement to minus 8. Well, that didn't happen.
Well, yeah, listen, the manufacturing has come down in a myriad of different places around the country. A lot of these reporting on a manufacturing drop off, and again, it's you know, some concern in regards to economic activity, and something you got to keep your eyes on. Again, I've said that this is why, you know, I think that you know, the Fed is pushing too hard against inflation at this point in time, and I think it can do undue harm and unnecessary harm to the overall economy.
Well, for the life of me, it seems that many times the United States Chamber of Commerce is on the wrong side of the fence because they detailed its globalist policy agenda for the upcoming year. And according to the Chamber of Commerce CEO, Susan Clark, she delivered an annual address laying out the group's agenda for the year on behalf of the multinational corporations that they represent in Washington. Now, they've included advocating for more overall immigration, regardless of the impact on the nation's workers, along with inking new free trade deals, regardless of the impact on American jobs. Well, you know, immigration is okay if it's done, I guess, legally, but the problem is the people they keep wanting to hire are the illegals.
Listen, I think I've talked about the need for comprehensive. We really do need immigration reform here in this country. The illegal nonsense has to stop at some point in time. But again, we have to reform the way that we're doing things here. Do we need more immigrants into the country? Yeah, we do. We need to expand on the workforce. So again, we have 10 million open jobs still here in the United States that can't be filled. So, I don't have any problem with that. As long as it's done the right way, as long as we're creating more Americans, I have no problem with that. We can't get any sort of compromise from both parties when it comes to this. I talked about Maria Salazar's plan, you know, again, in actually dealing with the illegal situation where there's a 15-year path to citizenship and there's no handouts and giveaways and we're utilizing E-Verify and all of these things. But, you know, we can't get any movement.
Whatever happened to the H-1B or the HB-1, whatever they were called, visas? Remember those?
We still have those.
But I don't hear anything about it anymore.
They have H-1B, and there's also the ones that are more the temporary workers. I think it's H-2, if I'm not mistaken, that's sometimes used in seasonal work. And they want to, you know, obviously increase that. And I got a lot of clients around the country that still I have a very, very difficult time filling jobs, especially in seasonal places like whether it be, you know, Fire Island or the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore. Having a very difficult time finding workers.
Well, this would be the time, I would think, you'd bring in the people you need for the specific industry, but they don't seem to be able to do that either right now.
No, it's become a lot more difficult.
Huh. All right. Well. We'll have to work on that a little bit, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Now, the Ukraine is building up. More weapons are being shipped there. Of all things to hear going on now, they want to give them an army of 500 tanks.
Yeah, I think that the UK has started shipping tanks over. And
Challenger tanks, you betcha.
And I guess we're doing what the Bradley vehicles. If I'm not
so far, they're training on them right now. Yep.
Germany. I guess they keep saying that they're sending the stuff, but I haven't seen that happen.
No, Germany's not doing anything yet. Mm-mm.
The Scandinavian countries as well. Again, it's going to be a long slog. This again, everybody's kind of wishing that this at some point in time, we're going to get some sort of conclusion, but it doesn't look like it. Right now, it looks like it's getting worse instead of better.
Well, yeah, when you start lobbing ICBM missiles into apartment buildings, these aren't the little ones they're firing anymore. These are the big ones.
Yeah, well, I get, what was that? That one was, what was it? They were saying possibly a ballistic missile, right?
It was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, it's something, all right. It's frightening on how this thing can continue to escalate.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll probably have more to talk about on that front. So carry on to these. Stay warm.
All righty. You too.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is how you find him. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. And we are coming back with Ron Edwards on the other side of the news, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.